fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Looking good, Penny. Good morning.
Hi.
Very well, thank you. Nice of you to join us here in Bermuda, celebrating the win.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of it until I came in.
To Bermuda?
Yep. Until I flew in my helicopter.
Yeah. To join the party, to celebrate with our team. Woo! There's the party. There it is.
There you go. Woo! It's going off.
People
Justin Bieber's here.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah. You see him?
I thought I recognised that haircut.
Yeah.
See, it would be, you'd expect me just to say something there, eh? But there's so many things I want to say about Justin Bieber, but I just don't need to.
Sorry, not sorry.
I might just take my shirt off down in Queenstown and show up my tats to someone. What's wrong with you, man? For a start, it's freezing. Anyway, so today we're gonna talk about something very close to my heart, a particular product I'm just going to say that much, and I'll come back and talk about me in a minute.
Okay. Because, and you're right, it's such an integral brand, and I think everyone has a really amazing story about this brand. And
If you don't, you should.
Yeah.
You know?
And perhaps some people could text in. And what we're going to talk about today is Dr. Martens.
Dr. Martin boots.
Yes.
Or shoes as well.
Yes.
Or Mary
But
Jane's.
I mean, my first Docs were boots.
Yeah, oh, I can tell that, yeah.
So I guess the thing about this brand is the fact that music is very integral in converting this brand from being a workwear product into being a youth culture product. In England in 1901, the Griggs Footwear, they came from Wollaston in Northamptonshire. Hamptonshire? How do you say those things? I don't know. Anyway,
Northamptonshire.
So they had been going since 1901, but it wasn't until a German guy called Klaus Martens injured his foot during the war, and he created the unique air cushion sole using rubber that he found.
Was he a doctor at the stage or not?
I don't know. They call him yeah.
Has it just been a sham the whole time that there's some sort of medical connection?
I think he might be a doctor of finance.
He did hurt his
foot. Doctor of finance, you think?
Yeah.
Is that what you think? Okay.
Doctor of rubber.
We got a lot of them around here.
Yeah, that's weird, eh? Anyway.
You think they'd all have jobs? I thought, isn't that what happens when you finish university? Everyone gets really, really good, well paid jobs?
Yeah.
Everyone does, eh? Yeah. You just pay back student loan and boom.
Yep.
I wouldn't know. I've hardly ever been at the university apart from the whole of my life.
So after Klaus Martens, he created kind of like this prototype because he had a sore foot, or he hurt his foot, created the air cushion sole, but they weren't kind of selling very well. So he met up with his friend Herbert Funk or something like that.
Let's say Funk.
Yep. And they went into business in 1947.
You've called Herbert Funk. I'm not here right now.
And they used discarded rubber from the Luftwaffe to create the boots, which is pretty cool. But interestingly enough, they sold them mostly to older women, like housewives and things like that.
Because of the sole, because it was comfy.
Yeah, comfy. Yeah, it just makes me think of some big frows wandering around.
Or lovely, lithe German women.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think of like...
How do you identify? Identify as a big frau. Okay.
Anyway.
No offense to big frows out there listening.
Yeah. I'm a big frau. It's fun.
A big brow. Big brow and big frau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they brought them back to... Well, basically, the Griggs family, they saw an ad in the paper for the air cushion sole, and they got the patent for Dr. Martin's boots.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so
yeah.
They brought them back to England. And on the 1st of April 1960, the 1460 Oxblood 8-ups were released.
Classic.
And they had the yellow stitching and the air wear.
You've got to remember all this was before they were fluorescent colours.
Yeah. So it's amazing that they've still got them, you know, like they still use the yellow stitching and everything, you know.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Good on them. I've never been, I mean, I Sorry, Karen. We'll come to talking about me.
Speaking of the Oxfloods, though, I've always wanted to know my entire life, are Ronald McDonald's shoes Oxflood docks?
I don't know.
Because they've got yellow stitching as well.
Maybe they are.
They're pretty funky docks.
Yeah, he's got weird feet.
But there are a lot of Ronald McDonald's around. You got. I don't want to ruin it for any kids listening, but there's just a different one in every McDonald's.
Isn't that because, like, the real Ronald McDonald is actually busy at the factory, so he sends out, like, people, his friends, yeah, that dress up just to
really
go there?
He's really busy
like
at
Santa.
The he's really busy at the factory working for nothing.
Yeah.
Caring about it. Not caring at all about it, just working ridiculous hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's making all those burgers so that the Hamburglar doesn't steal them.
Yeah.
And, yeah. He sends out helpers.
With that weird like cop guy with the long arms that
and by the way,
swings on them.
And by the way, McDonald's, by the way, it's all very good and well, happy kids getting Happy Meals. What about Happy Meals for adults? What about some adult toys?
Yeah.
You can buy a Happy Meal, can't you?
Yeah, but you can, but I mean, it's all focused on kids.
What do you mean? Why don't you like Mulan?
It's ageist.
Oh, all right, Jesus.
Yeah, you know, what about some cool, like, you know, promo stuff from, I don't know, it's cool. Like a bottle opener.
Sorry, Penny.
So
it's ageist. It's ageist, McDonald's. Pay your workers better. They might make better food.
Basically,
yuck.
DMs were boots for workwear.
DMs
were for workwear. And then it wasn't until the late 60s that skinheads picked them up.
I'm just going to jump back for Oxblood in particular. Why ox blood?
Because it looks like blood.
Yeah, but why ox blood?
Do you think, because at the butchers, isn't there a problem with like fat from carcasses and blood and things like that? And it's incredibly slippery. And on the bottom of a Doc Martens sole, it says, what is it? Like, won't react to grease, won't react to...
Fat.
Yeah, fat and all those oil. Things. So were they great butchers' shoes as well?
Yeah. Well, they were workwear.
You think there's a way of just disguising splashes of blood?
Yes. You go straight to the pub afterwards. Nobody knows any better.
Gosh, there I was thinking that your butcher shoes were covered in blood, but they're just Doc Martens, I see. Oh, no, I was wondering why it was ox blood, because I'm pretty sure that, like, sheep's blood and ox blood would be pretty similar. I said, sheep's blood. It's because it's hard-working?
Yeah.
A hard-working animal? You know? I suppose. It's pretty weird, but yeah.
So late 60s, the skinheads picked them up and wore them. But it wasn't until Pete Townsend of The Who wore them as kind of like with working class pride and rebelliousness that they kind of took off as a kind of youth culture thing. And then, of course, 1980s, they became popular in the punk and early goth culture.
Yeah.
And then the young ones, Alexis Sale, released a song, 1982.
He did.
Dr. Martin Boots.
That's part of the young ones, huh?
And then they became more popular in the 1990s with grunge and that sort of thing, and that's when it like came to the forefront.
That's when I was docking. I was docking hard.
And they employed 2,700 people in England up until like kind of like 1999, and they were turning over like £400 million or something at the time. But then they had a like very significant drop. So like now it's very hard to buy Dr. Martin, or they're actually expensive to buy English made Dr. Martins, because they did re-establish a handmade like Dr. Martin's store.
Yeah.
Where they manufacture them there, but
they got a bit, to be honest, because I used to be sponsored by them for a wee while. They actually sponsored like a push tour.
Oh wow!
Because on the back of our album, we had a pair of my painted Doc Martens.
Yeah,
that I painted, and I tell you what, great performance shoes.
Yeah,
they just, I mean, they're a bit clunky, but they support the ankle, you know, and can take it. You can boot the shit out of things with them, and then the way you do when you're performing, and last forever. Like, I've still got them.
Yeah.
And because I love them so much, but then they went to a phase where suddenly there's bloody flowery ones and holographic ones and yellow suede ones and the whole shebang, eh?
I've got to say that I did end up having a whole lot of those, like having a whole different lot of boots, and I really like the heels, like because they're really comfortable.
Yeah. Well, super comfortable. But yeah. I'm just wondering whether they should have maybe stuck to their knitting a wee bit.
But
they needed to be revitalised otherwise, because they almost went bankrupt. So they actually had to introduce all those different like designs and things like that to actually revitalise the brand.
You think they would have put a bit of money away just in case, wouldn't you?
No, they were like, oh my God, everyone's going to wear Docs forever. ever.
Yeah, so that was
that's
what?
A good modern business model. Well,
late 90s, early 2000s, they had all the fruity ones.
Yeah, early 2000s, I think it started. But it must have been before that.
Like clear ones in that? Like clear, have you seen the clear ones?
I don't understand clear shoes. Your feet just go misty and it looks like a sauna down there. It's a bit gross. We have some answers, guys. Dr. Klaus Martin was an orthopaedic surgeon. And oxblood, we should have guessed this. It wasn't as macabre as I was suggesting. It was just the dye, the colour was originally oxblood.
Yeah, which sounds like oxblood, though, so it's pretty macabre still. Yeah.
It was. It was used to dye leather and fabric, oxen blood.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow.
But I'm just wondering why they called it that, though. I mean, just because of the dye. We get the colour from the dead lungs. Oh, yeah, cool. If we call it just dead lung colour.
Well, that is a very English thing to do.
It is. Yeah. They love it, eh? Have some tongue soup or something. Yuck.
I remember my first docs, I got them...
Some offal? Would you like some offal?
Yeah. No. Okay. I got my first docs at, like, I think it was like a Hannah's store in Queen Street, and they didn't make my size at that time. Like my size is UK size 3, and the smallest you could get was UK size 5. And so I lay-bied these shoes for like 10 years, what felt like $5 a week or something, when after school, and I used to catch the bus and to lay-by them. And then they wore out on the top, the leather did, because they were too big, so they bent forward. But by the time I got my next ones,
you knew better.
They
knew
had my size, and I was pretty happy.
And how long have they still got those?
No, I'm on my third pair of boots.
What went first, the stitching? It's never the sole. The sole never, unless you're doing something stupid like riding.
Yeah, no. When they bent, like at the top, they got a hole in the leather. So
what ups were they?
Those were 8 ups, and my next ones were size 4, 10 ups.
Ooh, shit.
And now I've got size 3, 8 ups again.
Yep. So start getting 10 ups, you start getting to some heavy either jackboot or drag queen look.
Yeah.
That's getting up there, doesn't it?
I don't like it how, though, when you do have you have the 24 ups or whatever.
That's
like,
what I mean.
I couldn't be bothered, like, lacing those things up. But then they put a zip in the side.
I have
this hate of shoes that have zips and laces.
Not
it's
a
like,
fan.
Why have you got both?
This is what
that's
I'm
weird.
This is what I'm saying.
Yep.
It's cheating.
You're going to buy them up, you do them up.
Yeah,
so say, you know, it's but a lovely pair of a lovely shiny pair of Doc Martens, you know.
Yeah. They are the favourite shoe of the BFM newsroom.
Almost every single newsroom
has a pair of what do you call the short ones? Just
shoes.
Standard shoe.
Yeah,
Doc Martens.
Yep.
And were they a school shoe? Were they popular as a school shoe?
Yeah, you could wear them as school shoes.
Tell you
at
what,
one stage, yeah.
Cool.
We got somebody texting in.
Make anybody that wearing a pair of Charlie Blacks look like a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody texting in saying in the 90s, having Doc Martin school shoes was the pinnacle of school uniform fashion.
Totally. I mean, in the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah. Before that, it was Tricks and Nomads.
Weren't allowed Doc Martin school shoes at my school because it was a signifier of wealth, but they lied and said that it was because of the yellow stitching.
Sometimes people used to actually polish over the yellow stitching.
Yep. Well, sometimes you had to. Sometimes it's very hard to keep the if you're really working those boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard to keep the black shoe polish off the off the yellow stitching, which I suppose is a trick that they probably used so that they could sell more. Hey.
Yeah.
People that want authentic ones. Wonder how much a good pair of authentic. Someone says I have Docs 12 up black classic Docs. Used to belong to a gang member. They were gifted to me by his girlfriend. That's lovely. Docs in general are symbols of ska and later grunge.
Yep. I love secondhand Docs. I'm with you, Texter. They're all worn in already.
Yeah.
I used to belong to a gang member. Cool. That's lovely.
But what if it was the Fluffy Bunny gang?
That's true.
Oh. I don't. I mean, I'm not going to say anything about them. I'm not going to say anything about them. Fluffy Bunny gang. Yeah.
Daniel Walker just gave us the best look in the world.
All the way from New Zealand.
Someone's calling me a dwarf. Yes, I am a dwarf.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing
She's not
wrong
a dwarf.
With. Don't judge somebody on their shoe size. Small hands, yes, but not their shoe size.
I've got small hands too, so they might have to judge me.
Well, Penny, I think this Doc Martens conversation. What are bump toe docs? What's someone saying there? Bump toe docs.
Steel cap.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
I had some
That's
of
a
those.
Heavy doc though. That's a. I mean, so you've really got to. you've really got to be thinking that you're a killing machine or...
And the other thing is that, like, with my ones, I had, like, six-up steel cap ones, and they... you do actually tend to be a bit rougher with them, and the leather would kind of... you know, gouge the leather off the top, and then I'd be like, oh, they don't look so pretty anymore. I want new ones. So I had
I look like a girl wearing steel cap boots.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, are you allowed?
It was like the 90s. Hey.
I loved my Doc Martens, eh? Yeah. This is the thing. I've kept them, and they still smile at me every now and then.
Yeah. I just wear them all the time.
Yeah. I don't wear them anymore, honestly, because I used to wear them like every day for 5 years, pretty much. But I love them.
Dr. Martens give you some free ones?
I painted the side of, like, yeah, I painted my ones, and then for some reason used that as the back, on the CD and on the back cover of our album, just because of the what was painted on. And then some people asked me I used to paint them for people every now and then.
That's super cool.
Similar designs for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't cosmic sweatshirts, but it was painted Doc Martens, you know.
Yeah, I have one of those.
Well, a pair of my painted boots.
No, cosmic sweatshirt.
Yeah, now that's when fluorescents were around. Hey, what about that's when fluorescents, you're allowed to have fluorescents. Remember fluorescents? They didn't used to be around. Some people won't believe that. They didn't used to be around. Benny, thank you very much for coming in. We'd love to thank you for coming all the way over here to Bermuda. You go out and enjoy the party.
I can hear the helicopter winding up.
Yeah, all right, cool. Well, thank you. We'll speak to you again this time next week. Thank you, Penelope Noir.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.